So on behalf of Father Williams and our deacons, I just want to say thank you very much for all of your support this year, and to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas on behalf of the staff as well. So may God continue to bless us all. And so the question to ask is, to what do we turn our attention to today? A fabulous meal maybe coming up? Some great presents? Yes, that's all good, but there's more. Peace on earth towards people of goodwill? Yes, but there's more. How about the sharing of love with our family and friends? Yes, but again, there's more. Christmas is more than a lovely time, more than family sharing, more than the so-called happy holidays of the politically correct. We celebrate today what so many people are looking for in this world. We focus on that which will give peace to many people who are lonely, uneasy, searching. We focus on what is true joy, happiness, and peace personified. For us Catholics, the essence of Catholicism is the Mass, and it is the core of what we celebrate today. The only essential and ultimately important reality is the joining of humanity with divinity. It is the genius of Christianity and the core of our Catholic devotion. It is that which unites people of different race, different political ideologies. It is, in fact, what unites saint and sinner. It is the Mass at which God and human come together on earth, face to face. Nowhere else on earth does this happen, day in and day out, every hour of every day, somewhere in the world, that we are all equal before God Almighty. And today, and hopefully at least once a week, you are part of it. Part of the greatest story ever told. Part of reality that knows not space or time. Part of love personified. The birth of Jesus is not the birth of one religious prophet amongst many, or one founder of a religion amongst many, or even the birth of a good man amongst many. It is none other than the stupendous and miraculous joining of divinity with humanity in one person, Jesus Christ. In a few short moments, it will all happen again, right there on that altar. All over the world, in the Vatican as well as in Baghdad, in Jerusalem as in Cairo, in Stockholm as in Scottsdale, in Auckland as in Avondale, Catholics celebrate the incarnation, God becoming human flesh. We do it at every Mass, not just on December 25th. We are being loved and being redeemed from our sin. In every Mass, God in His mercy becomes one with us. The long tradition of a sinner's church is perhaps the most commanding reason for the survival of Catholicism. Yes, that's where we are, a sinner's church. Catholic theology is by no means a theology of the elite and the elect. It is the story of the sinner and the forgiven. Nor is our theology one of predestination. And while our understanding of hell may be dim, we all recognize that it is still quite possible for one to lose his or her soul. But brothers and sisters, it is just as possible to save it. The salvation of a sinful humanity that constitutes this church, is the saving grace of our church. Today, a Savior has been born for us, Christ the Lord. He was born, lived, and died as one of us. He is Emmanuel, God with us in every aspect of our human experience. So back to my original question. To what do we focus on today? What do we celebrate? After all, God did not give us a free ticket through life. We have a life of loss, of pain, and suffering. We have to get up each morning and go to work or to school, to face daily our struggles and imperfections, to confront those always present temptations, and to see our sinfulness. So what do we celebrate? We celebrate the fact that God has entered the process of creation with us. He is not simply alongside of us. He is part of us as we struggle to bring order out of chaos, as we suffer in a world straining to be born anew, as we live a frenzied drive to bring perfection to a world that is filled with the imperfect. In this world, God and man are now conjoined. It happens every time we come face to face with our Lord Jesus Christ when we receive the Eucharist and say that one glorious word, Amen. God is not dead, nor does He sleep. He is not aloof, out there in the cosmos, living in some grand celestial palace, in a disinterested isolation from us. What we celebrate is that God is living through us, with us, and in us. For unto us a Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord. He is Emmanuel. God is with us. Amen.